Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be working on our controlled vowels. We'll learn more about that in just a second. But first, let me remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And you write your name, and I'll write my name. I'm Mrs. Oldham. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. You know it. We're going to color first. So we are going to work on an R-controlled vowel. Let's review our vowels. Our vowels are A, E, I, O, U. And in today's lesson, we have an R that is really bossing around the letter E. Today we are working on the ER sound. The ER sound says er. So I want you to look at your picture and I want you to find this object. Ready? Ladder. 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 Do you see the ladder getting into the pool? Let's color the ladder. Oh, let's do green. Find your green crayon. Any kind of green will work. And let's color the ladder green. Ladder has our ER team that we're working on. It's an R-controlled vowel. The R is being really bossy to the letter E. And the E doesn't get to talk. Usually, our E sound is eh or E. But today, it doesn't get to talk. All we hear is er. That's it. Just the R sound. So we are making this ladder green. Ladder. All we hear is just the R. But we need to remember it has ER. Go ahead and take 2 more seconds for your green ladder. 2, 1. Now I want you to look at your picture and I want you to find this object. Water. Water. Yes, water. There should be some water in the pool. Let's color the water in the pool blue. Inside the pool, we need some water. Water has that ER sound at the end. We can't hear the E. We just hear the R. Water. There is water in the pool. Okay, now hold on to your blue crayon because you should see some water coming out of the hose. Do you see some water? Okay, let's color that blue too. So we have water in the pool and we have water coming out of the hose. We're coloring both of them blue. So ER says The E doesn't get to talk. The R is so bossy. It's controlling. He says, you don't get to talk. I'm going to say my sound and you are not. So otherwise, we would call it water, water, or water. And that's just not what we do. We say Finish up that blue water in 3, 2, 1. Let's color the hose that the water is coming out of green. We had our green crayon just a moment ago. Look for your green crayon. And let's color the hose green. It's a water hose. Water ends with an E-R. Now, just so you know, E-R can come at the beginning of a word or in the middle of a word or at the end. It really doesn't matter. When you hear most of the time, it's going to be an ER. Most of the time, especially if it's in the middle or the end of a word. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, I want you to look for this object in your picture. This one's going to be a little bit tougher because it's one of the girls' names. Ready? And it's going to have an ER. What sound does ER make? Er. Her name is Jennifer. Jennifer. Do you know anybody named Jennifer? Maybe your mom or your aunt or someone in your class. Let's look for Jennifer. Jennifer is wearing a raft around herself. She has a floaty on. Do you see her? And she has two pigtails. She's in front of the pool. Let's color Jennifer's sunglasses. Let's color the outside of her sunglasses purple. Find a purple crayon. So Jennifer has that sound at the end, er. What two letters are we working on today that make that er sound? Yes, E-R. E-R says er. We don't hear really the E because the R is controlling. Take two more seconds for those purple sunglasses. Two. And one. Now let's color Jennifer's hair brown. Can you find your brown crayon? Let's color Jennifer's hair brown. So Jennifer has our ER sound. Here's another word with our ER sound. This word has our ER sound in the middle. Ready? J-erm. J-erm. What word is that? Germ. Yes, we need to wash our hands all the time so we don't have germs. It's you know, germs are yucky. They can make us sick. But germ has ER in the middle. J-er. So when you hear that er, it's going to be an ER when you read it or write it or spell it. Jennifer does not have any germs, so don't be worried. Take three more seconds for Jennifer's brown hair. All right, now let's color her swimsuit. She has on a striped swimsuit. Let's color her stripy swimsuit. Let's do red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will do. I just found my violet red crayon, and that's the red that I'm going to use. Any kind of red will do. So we have germ, but Jennifer does not have any germs. And here's another word with ER in the middle also. Ready? Clerk. 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 Clerk is someone who checks you out at the grocery store, or maybe they work in the front office of the school. That's somebody who is called a clerk. Clerk has our sound of er in the middle. But when we read it and we write it, we have to write what, which two letters? Yes, ER. Okay, take two more seconds for the red swimsuit. Two, one. All right, let's color Jennifer's floaty, the floaty that she's wearing. Let's color it yellow. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Yellow with green polka dots. Yellow with green polka dots. Can you do that? I'm going to do the green polka dots first, and then I'm going to color around it with my yellow crayon. So we have ladder, Jennifer, germ, water, and clerk. All of these make the er sound in the middle or at the end. And all of these words for the er sound have what two letters? Yes, ER. And does Jennifer have a germ? No. No, she does not. She does not have a germ, but she does have a very cool swimming pool with a ladder. A ladder. Do you have a swimming pool? I do not. If I did have a swimming pool, I would want a ladder to get in or out. Okay, take five more seconds for her floaty. Five, four, three, two, one. Now, Jennifer does not have any germs, but what she does have is a sister. Do you see her sister? Yep, her sister's back there in the hat. That's her sister, and she, we're not going to tell her name. Nope, I'm not going to tell you her name. We're just going to call her Sister. sister. So let's color the sister's hat pink. Can you find her pink crayon? Let's color her hat pink. So she is the sister. That is Jennifer's sister. Do you hear the er? And what two letters make that sound? Er, E-R. Jennifer has a sister, and the sister is wearing a big fat hat. Jennifer is gonna get on the ladder, but she doesn't have a germ. So it's okay for her to go swimming, because ER says er. Take 2 more seconds for sister's pink hat. 2, 1. And done. All right, boys and girls, one last thing for the sister. Let's color her sunglasses, the outside of her sunglasses, purple also. Let's make sure she has her purple sunglasses, just like Jennifer. Just like Jennifer. Okay. They're peeking out under her hat. All right, boys and girls, take your pencil and scoot down to number 1. If you look at number 1 and you scoot across, you're going to see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you, and I want you to circle with your pencils the pictures that have our E-R-R sound. Now, you might hear me say R, but I'm not looking for the R sound. I'm looking for the R sound, like in sister. Ladder, water. Ready? Here we go. Number 1. Flower. Yes, that has an E-R-R. Flower. Next picture. Car. K-R. No, it does have an R, but it doesn't say R. Otherwise, we would say, hey, I need to drive my car. And that's not what we say. Scoot over. How about horn? Horn. Yes, I hear an R too, but it says horn, and we wanted to say er, so we would call this a hern, and that's not a hern, that's a horn, so skip that one. Move over. It kind of looks like a monster. It's got a face. It's got a smiley face. Guess what that is? Ready? Germ. Yes, circle it. There's a germ. Thank goodness it's not on Jennifer or me. Scoot over. That's a clerk. Clerk. Yes, we talked about that one. Circle that one. And our last one is cart. Cart. Do you hear er? Cart. No, I don't either. Otherwise, we would call it a curt. And that's not a curt. That's a cart. So let's check it. You should have flower, germ, and clerk all circled. Excellent. All right, let's move down to number 2. Let's read it. It says fern. Fern, it's a type of a plant. Let's trace the circle around the ER. Trace that circle. Fern, it's a type of a plant. And that ER says er. Scoot over. I see an F. And then we need to fill in the missing letters for er. What should we write? ER, fern. And then scoot all the way over. Let's write fern one more time. F, er, what do we need? ER. And fern. Let's try number 3. Ready? Under. Under. Trace the circle around ER. Under. And then we have U. Scoot over. There's U. N. D. R. We need R. E. R. All right. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. U. N. D. 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 And what do we need for er? E-R, under. Okay, let's look at number 4. It's a picture of a tiger. Let's write the word tiger. T-I-G-G-G-R. What do we need? 2 letters. E-R, tiger. Let's check it. You should have T-I-G-E-R. R, tiger. Let's circle the ER in tiger. And scoot over to number 5. That's a baker. Baker. Let's write baker. B, 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 A, K, K. It's going to be the letter K this time. R, what two letters do we need? E, R. Let's check it. You should have B, B, A, K, E, R. Let's circle the E, R. What does E, R say? Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.